My first set of guests has arrived in the studio. First of all, I'm joined by Rachel Bryant of Get Synergized. Rachel, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
I'm also joined by Keith Appleton from... Keith John Mix. See, I said this to you. I said two chaps whose names begin with K-E. That's going to confuse a stupid person. Kevin Appleton, Keith Johnson. Kevin, you're from Barron's BMW in Camborne, is that right? And Keith Johnson, you're from the Hunts Forum.
That's it.
Glad we got you right in the end. I do apologise. I knew it would be me who made the first mistake. Now, you're all getting together in a couple of weeks, a week's time, for a special forum. Rachel, tell us what it's all about and why it came about.
Great, yes. On the 25th of April, we're going to be hosting a workshop at Barron's BMW, which Kevin has kindly offered to host us there. So I'm the founder and consultant at Get Synergized, and I work with businesses, charitable organisations and the public sector to collaborate for mm-hmm. greater social impact. And through a connection through the Chamber of Commerce, met up with Keith from Hunts Forum, and we just started having a chat, and I was like, I'd really love to get businesses and charitable organisations together in one room to look at what does sustainable and meaningful partnerships look like, and how can we work better together. And then with my connections with BMW and knowing Kevin was really keen to host in his conference space, it seemed like a perfect partnership.
Okay.
And that's where we evolved and things went from there, really.
Okay, because, I mean, this whole thing, we've been talking about this when you all arrived in the studio, corporate social responsibility. It's great when you get your annual accounts, if you're a big company, you have a whole section at the back which says, we're not really bad people, you know. And it's, and it is that, isn't it? In some companies, you know, corporate social responsibility is something that is their absolute ethos, and in others, it's a tick box, isn't it? And
yeah.
We're starting to see this with young people choosing careers now, that actually they interview the company about CSR and things like that more than the company interview the candidate. So this whole thing is starting to move to the fore. So, Kevin, from the point of view of a business, how do BMW, and in particular Barron's BMW, how do you look at it?
I think for me it was more about the being part of the community that we live and we work in. So a number of our staff, as a business, we've had quite a bit of transition over a period of time. But I think our staff weren't necessarily involved in a lot of our thought process around being involved in the community and supporting the community with different things. And I think you touched on earlier on around some of the big charities that get involved sometimes take all the headlines. And we wanted to play a little part, really, in terms of being involved with maybe some of the smaller charities. We receive a lot of letters on a weekly, monthly basis. And quite honestly, every charity is worthy. But it's trying to understand, actually, as a business, where does that fit within your business and the staff that you have within the business, and also make that a bit of a priority, really, I guess, from a staffing point of view, around how we support local involvement with charities, you know?
So that's really interesting, because in the past, a lot of it has come from the boardroom, hasn't it? Decisions like this have been taken at board level, and this is what we do. But you've taken a decision, and I guess quite a lot of other companies have too now, that you actually talk to your staff and decide what it is that you as a family want to do. Is that right?
Yeah, I think we were quite keen to be involved locally, again, the business being part of the community. But actually, we employ 95 people on site. And a lot of those people are touched by different charities.
Yeah.
But we've never necessarily spoken to our staff to understand what's important to them. Have they been touched by different charities? And if so, why don't we support them from a business point of view? Because actually, there's more meaning to it and more support for it as well.
Excellent. All right, well, let's turn to the Hunts Forum now, to Keith Johnson. Keith, tell us a little bit about the Hunts Forum and what that does.
Well, Hunts Forum is what is called an infrastructure support organisation,
right?
Which doesn't sound too good. But we're a charity that supports other charities, basically.
Okay.
So we will help people with their governance to work out which structure they want. We'll work with people on their policies, looking for funding, everything that a community group or a charity locally needs in order to do what they want to do and make the impact they want to make. We will work with them to help them make the most of that.
Because this is, again, a trick, isn't it? You get these letters in the post, and I mean, I'm a member of the local Rotary Club, and you get letters turn up, and you think, you're assume they're all genuine, but there is from the point of view of a business who's looking to fund a charity, there's things they're going to want to see. They're going to want to know that that money is going to go and actually help, as you were saying there, you know, the people in the community around them or whatever. There's a responsibility on the part of the charities as well, isn't there?
Oh, very much so. That's exactly why when myself and Rachel first got together, that we were talking about the fact that the charity and community sector needs to look at how they approach businesses just as much as businesses working with charities, and about that relationship build up and it being more than just a letter that says, can you give us some money? I saw that really well when I was working. I've only recently moved up this way, and I was working down in Devon in a new community there, and I worked with some wonderful small businesses that made such an impact in that community that was still growing. It was only a few of the houses that it was going to be, 3,000 out of 8,000, but those businesses were great, and businesses really want to be part of their communities now, and it's up to us to try to help out and help it make it easier for them by ourselves understanding more how we're approaching what we do, how we do it. And make, you know, it's important, the charities now. You know, there's been so many cuts through austerity.
It is.
Funding is much harder to get through the usual routes, particularly through councils. When you think that about 7 out of every £10 that used to go to local government doesn't go there anymore. all these community groups and charities have got to look elsewhere. And corporate social responsibility is an avenue where many are looking.
Yeah.
And it's about us, in a way, growing up, being more mature and working out how we're going to do that, rather than just this ask for money, which is why our subtitle for our workshop is more than just a giving machine.
Okay, so I just want to make the comment as well. You said, you know, you came up from a new community in Devon, and obviously for you there, Keith, sorry, for Kevin, you're in Camborne, which is exactly the same. I used to live in Camborne, and when I first moved there, there was this dread of another new build. Camborne's got a real soul and spirit. It's a lovely place to live.
Yes.
I really enjoy. I was there for 3 years, and I was amazed by Camborne.
Yeah, and still growing massively.
Yeah, but there is that feel there, isn't there? And you're part of it.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah,
excellent.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's look ahead to the day then. Rachel, what's going to be happening on the 25th of April?
So we are going to have a bit of a networking at the very beginning over some pastries, I do believe. Somebody's providing them nicely.
Indeed.
Yeah, and just chatting together. And then we're going to... Keith and I are going to just do a bit of an introduction as to what brings us here, and the main aim really is to build confidence and understanding for the charitable organisations when engaging with business, and helping them to, as Keith had said, building those skills to know how to do it more effectively, and that not just looking at finance but creative ways that they can engage with business and encourage them to use their time and skills and things like that. And then we're going to do some a little introduction, and then we're going to break off into some groups, and I have businesses that are hosting a group, and they are coming from PwC in Cambridge, which is great. We've got Sue coming from there, and then we have Sharon from Cameo Recruitment, as well as Kevin, and they're going to be hosting 3 discussion groups where the groups move round to look at questions around how do we build sustainable and meaningful partnerships, and what are the benefits of those for businesses and charities, those kind of things really. And when you have a strong partnership, what does it look and feel like, and how can we avoid some of the perhaps bad practices we've had in terms of, you know, just writing a letter perhaps without a name, and actually being a bit more intentional, and also choosing businesses to approach businesses that may align in some way to your charitable organisation, where there is a real connection and it can be a real meaningful partnership, which I think is what Kevin was talking about, not just ticking a box but actually thinking, this could be a good connection here.
Okay.
So yeah, and then we'll have a panel interview at the end, and we'll finish off with lunch, which Kevin is kindly providing as well.
This sounds really excellent. And what I'm liking about this is this whole idea that it's not just a one-off thing, that a charity, you know, telling a charity how to get in touch with business. It's about building long-term relationships, isn't it? And it is about just really working this thing forward. Because as you were saying, Kevin, from the point... I'm going to get you Keith and Kevin some more. That's a nightmare. Have you only got middle names? We could call you
can
by
imagine
those.
When I'm sending emails to them both. I have to look at everything I'm doing.
Keith, as you were saying there, you know, the funding for charities now. Charities, whilst any donation is welcome, if you can get a partnership that gives you some look ahead over the next 1 or 2 or 3 years, that's far more beneficial to you, isn't it? It allows you to plan a bit.
Oh, definitely. And that is what we're really hoping to see, is those kind of relationships and that moving away from the idea of a a letter sent to lots of different companies asking for X amount of money, but actually about work, as Rachel said, being more intentional, actually getting that good relationship that does put a bit of sustainability into the relationship so that people can plan and look at what they're doing, especially at the moment where the third sector is being asked to pick up so much more from where the cuts are being made, and there's no money for them to do it. But they don't want to turn people away, so they're desperately trying to keep things going. And that's why I think this is great, and this is the way it should be, and it would be really great if this ends up being the first of many of these kind of get-togethers between the two sectors. That personally, I'd like to see it at Cambridgeshire becomes the beacon around the country.
Well, I was going to say...
That's why you do it.
The problem I can hear here is, right this minute, there's a load of charities listening going, hang on a minute, we couldn't make it, and a load of businesses going, and neither could we. But actually, this is almost like a sort of pilot of a thing that could go much bigger, surely.
Yeah, well, it was booked up within 2 weeks. We advertised in January. It was booked within 2 weeks. And we have a waiting list for more charitable organisations that want to do it. So we're definitely looking at learning from this experience and then running some more. And really excited. I think it's just harnessing those resource pools where we can work collaboratively together. Mm. And I think that's the thing. My business is all about collaboration. How can we partner better together to really impact local communities? And I think the businesses, charitable sector and all public sector can really put their resources together and really make a real impact in their communities.
Well, we had this back in November with the Cambridge Summit on Homelessness, where we're finally starting to see all the various bodies in that start to come together. And here's another example of, we can't all be doing this in isolation. We can't all be pitching. This is great that you're bringing businesses, charities all together and go, right, okay, how do we work this through? Yeah. What's best for everybody? Because as we were saying, from Kevin's point of view as well, if you're hiring, if you're looking to get good people in, if you can turn around and say, well, look, we've got these long-term strategic partnerships with charities, hang on a minute, that makes it look like you've really thought about this a bit more than go, oh, well, we'll send a cheque once a year to it's more planned out, isn't it? It's more thought out.
Yeah, I think the relationship is the key part, isn't it? Often the case is we understand that charities need money, but actually building the relationship over a longer period of time makes it a lot more sustainable. Mm. And actually over that period of time, charities can then build. They can understand what their future looks like through the development of the relationship with the business as well. So it is very much giving some sort of foundation to the charity at the same time as that relationship builds in terms of understanding what's required from both parties.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, I'm sure this is going to be a really good day. Too late if you've booked up, but you can join the waiting list for the next one. But this is coming up at Barron's BMW in Cambridge. This is on next Thursday, 25th. Is that right?
Yep.
Next Thursday, 25th. I should be going along there just to report on this, so we'll be hearing more and we'll get you three back in as well. Sorry?
You can take part as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, what do you hope to get out of it?
I want to see exactly what we've been talking about, because what I've seen so much in... I do this as sort of my job for Cambridge 105 Radio. I do community development, and I see small charities who really just have nowhere to turn, and I see businesses sitting there going, well, we've got money, we want to help, but crikey, where do you go? There's so many... Cambridge is just a melee of all this stuff, and as you've all been saying, some sort of strategic lines would really help, because when it's winter, focus turns to homelessness. When it's summer, it can be cancer or it can be something else. Mm. It just needs joining up, and it's lovely to see that it's joining up. That's what I think is absolutely commendable.
Yeah, and I'm really thankful to the business partners, because they echo that they're passionate about purpose as well as profit, which businesses obviously is important, but they want to have more of a purpose within the organisation. All the businesses that are connecting with me, I've seen that. So I'm looking for more businesses that want to echo a culture of purpose. As we said, it's very good in terms of attracting your future workforce and creating a culture within your organisation.
Customers like it too.
It is. It helps you with your good brand recognition, consumer loyalty, and obviously working with Hunts Forum, but also Support Cambridgeshire as a whole, has been fantastic. So I'm really excited to do this piece of work with these guys. It's great.
Excellent. So we'll keep you posted and we'll report back. And for another time in, though, Rachel Bryant, who's the owner of Get Synergised, Kevin Appleton from Barron's BMW in Campbell, and Keith Johnson from the Hunts Forum. Thank you very much indeed, and have fun in a week's time. Thank you.